Tired of discounting your products and services to get a sale? There's more to marketing than discounting. Tune in now to the Small Business Marketing Ideas Podcast with The Joy of Marketing to learn how to build your business with creative marketing ideas. Hosts Sarah Petty and Aaron Verbeck are MBAs, former ad agency marketing directors, and successful small business owners. They look at marketing, well, a bit differently. Turn up your speakers and get ready for some marketing caffeine to perk up your business.
Hi guys, it's Aaron Verbeck
and Sarah Petty
from The Joy of Marketing, and we're back with another marketing idea made simple for you. Today, we're going to talk about rebranding and how you know if you need to rebrand your business, plus some tips for rebranding. So we got into this discussion this week with everything going on with the royal wedding.
And of course, we had to get into a debate and a discussion about all of the rebranding that they're trying to do with Will and Kate. I was watching an interview, as I'm sure all of you were, because it's so fascinating, and they interviewed some college classmates of Kate and Will's. And they were saying they're great people and they were raving about them. They were saying something about Kate, and then they said, oh, well, we're supposed to call her Catherine now, but to us, she's just Kate. And they meant that in a loving way. They meant that they cared about her and they saw her as Kate. So now they were having to call her Catherine, which is basically rebranding. Someone they've always called Kate, they're to now call Catherine, which is a different name, different connotation, different person. So then we started talking about, okay, you're rebranding in your business. And let's talk about some different instances where you may need to rebrand your business. We're going to go through and give you six different instances. Let's start with number one. If there's an inconsistent perception in the mind of the consumer that's different from who you want to be, it might be a good time to rebrand. For example, if consumers know you as cheap, 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 that's how you built your business, you built your name, and all of a sudden you realize, well, gosh, I'm starting to offer upper end products and I'm offering some really cool services and some things that people will love, but they see me as being cheap. That might be a time to do a whole makeover of your identity and your brand and reposition yourself in the mind of the consumer. Second, if you have new ownership or a change in your structure, for example, if you're adding a business partner, that might be a really good time to rebrand. We just worked with a good friend of ours who brought in a business partner, and she was really struggling because she said, I've built up this business and people know me as me, but I want my clients and my community to also know my business partner. So it was a really detailed discussion of how are you going to do that? And really, for them to be successful, this second person's name also needed to be in the name of the business. That's how they were going to grow. And that was a really good time for them to take on a rebranding strategy.
So number three, while we don't like to think that it can happen, sometimes we need to go into damage control mode. So whether it be because something legitimately happened in your business or to your business that painted you in a negative light, or whether it be something that the media just got the whole situation wrong, this is another example of an instance where it may be a good time to do a rebrand. So one of the most famous ones that I can think about is the little airline that used to be known as ValueJet. So ValueJet was a small, low-cost air carrier that did kind of vacation-type trips. And what happened is they had a crash, unfortunately. And anytime that happens, a brand is damaged. And so what happened in this case is ValueJet felt that they couldn't overcome the fact that they had had a crash. So what they needed to do was completely rebrand their company and change their business name. So ValueJet became known as AirTran. And that's why we have AirTran Airways today, because of the need for ValueJet to do some massive damage control and rebranding. A fourth reason why you may decide that your business needs a rebrand is if you find that you need to bring more of you as an expert and professional into your business. So for example, maybe you have a business name where you're currently using your initials, and you found that no one really can associate with you and get a strong connection with you because those initials don't mean anything. And you found that what people love most about doing business with you is you. then that's a great time when you may need to do a rebrand and bring your own name into the name of your business.
Number five, another good time to rebrand might be if you picked a name that no longer resonates with your target audience or it limits your expansion. For example, if you are the best auto mechanic in town and you work exclusively on BMWs, you are the expert, you are the go-to person, you are the guru, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I can work on all of the upper-end luxury vehicles. You have created some conflict there because you named your name BMW Expansion. I see this often in the photography industry because businesses, while it is good to focus, if you name your business Boo Boo Little Baby, and then you realize you want to photograph high school seniors, they're not going to want to say to their friends, hey, I'm getting my senior portraits taken at Boo Boo Little Baby. So think about the name when you're naming your business so that it doesn't limit you from expansion opportunities. And if it does, that's a time to possibly consider rebranding. And number six, if you've used several business names and or logos, you could be creating confusion. I see it all the time. Back when Aaron and I worked at the advertising agency, when clients would come in, the first thing we would do is we would lay out all their marketing and promotional pieces and we would see conflict. We would see three logos or four logos. Sometimes it wasn't very obvious. They were subtle differences, but it still creates confusion. If you are using several logos or even variations throughout your business, rebranding is calling your name. If you have a website as one name that's different than your business name, for example, my studio is Sarah Petty Photography. If I had a website that was Sarah Petty Photo or Photos by Sarah or SP Photos, and that was my email, that is conflict and confusion. And that's a really good time to come out with one great brand. Everything needs to be consistent and you can actually elevate your brand.
So now that you know a little bit more about whether or not you need rebranding, if you've been shaking your head yes and saying, you know what, I've been doing these things and I do think that I need to look at rebranding, here are a few tips to get you started with that rebrand. So number one, first and foremost, you should always work with a professional graphic designer. So I find it so amazing how many people think that they can monkey around with Photoshop a little bit and some of the art programs and that they can create a strong identity for what they do. And the reality of it is that no one can get a better handle on your business and the identity that your business should have than a professional. So this is a case where there is no better time than to find a professional to help you develop this identity. So whether you need to trade your services with a graphic designer or whether you need to save money, this is so key in order to rebrand your business. Number two, make sure you do it all at once. There's nothing worse than doing a few things here and a few things there. That is what creates conflict and that confuses people. So make sure that when it comes time for you to rebrand your business, you throw out all the old stuff. The old letterhead, the old envelopes, the old business cards, purge it. Got to get rid of all of it and you've got to make the change all at once. So number three, have a launch date. This is so key and again, goes back to the reason why you need to get rid of everything at once. When you set a launch date for yourself, it becomes somewhat of an event. In your eyes, it becomes a legitimate reason to get rid of everything at once, and it keeps you focused on how you're making this change in your business and the fact that you need to keep it all contained so that you don't introduce confusion with your consumers. Now, they're going to be a little confused as it is, okay? That's just going to happen anytime you have a rebrand. But you need to make sure that you have an official date when you make all the changes and then actually communicate that to people. And Sarah's going to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Erin, on what you just said about rebranding and having all new materials, that's what's the most frustrating for people. Because as small business owners, we do want to say, well, gosh, I have all these old envelopes. I'm going to use everything new except the envelopes. And you can't do that. Whenever we work with clients, small business owners, to rebrand, we make sure that they have the budget for all new everything, signage, letterhead, business cards, all of the old has to go. And if you communicate that, you set a date and you communicate it, that is the biggest thing. You can turn this negative and these incorrect perceptions into a positive by getting that designer, creating all this information, setting a launch date, and then communicating it to the world. Before you communicate it to the world, though, I want to make sure that you communicate it to your clients. You can't simply change your sign and assume they know. How terrible would that be to be down the road a year, go to a dinner party and have someone say, "Oh, you're still in business? I thought you went out of business and I just spent $5,000 with your competitor because I thought you were out of business." Tell me that wouldn't ruin your night, because I know it would ruin my night. A good client who knows you and loves you, they are the first ones that you need to communicate. So if you can have an event, invite all your clients, maybe do some little bit more mass advertising to create a buzz, that will create excitement. The communication plan is key. How you're going to communicate this. I highly recommend, again, working with your graphic designer to create a beautiful piece that you can mail out to your client database. This piece will stick around. It's not like they see a TV commercial or a radio commercial where if they miss half of it, they've missed the message. If you mail something beautiful in the mail that they have to touch and feel and say, "Whoa, look at what this business is doing. They've changed their name and they're offering all these new products. Oh, and look, they're having an event and they're tying in with charity. We're going to go to it." This creates excitement and will reinforce the new branding decisions that you've made.
But to that point, Sarah, I think you need to communicate with people more than just one time. You've got to think about your database and how long they've been in business with you. And we worked with a client who came to us at the ad agency, and they were a salon, an upscale salon who had been in business for years and years and years. And they came in and they said, "Hey, that partner has been out of the business. His initial doesn't need to be in this business name anymore. He's been out of the business for 10 years. We want to change our name." And we said, "Wait a minute, guys. This is a case where you have built up incredible brand equity. And people don't necessarily know that those two initials stand for you and your ex-partner. That's not a reason why you need to change your brand in this case." But my point is this: you have, if you've been in business a while, or you, even if you haven't, you have loyal clients who think of you and know who you are. So one simple message to them, one email, one notice in their Facebook inbox, "Hey, I changed my business name, then there's a new group, we're moving over to here," or one email isn't going to be enough. So you need to have a whole plan and plan to communicate in multiple ways and multiple times so that your client database knows when you are making a change.
We kind of refer to it as the drip and the hammer. There's certain things you do all year that are a drip. A little this, you're looking for publicity, you're giving to auctions in your community, possibly you're doing charitable marketing. So your new name will appear in all of these places. So it's sort of a subtle launch. And then you need that hammer, which is why I always love to work with clients on creating an event. If you can not only mail to your clients, but have some big event where it really creates buzz, if you can tie in with charity and generate publicity, that is so much better. It's really a great way to take the money you've invested. You've got a new face of your business. You've got new clothes, new hair, makeup. Everything's at its shiniest and sparkliest. That creates value for your products and services. It attracts new buyers, hopefully ones that are less price sensitive, gets people attached to your brand, and it makes you start to stand for something great.
So guys, if you want to dig deeper into branding, we have a 21-day Jumpstart Your Brand product that might be just what you need. And the thing I really like about this product is that it breaks it down into teeny tiny little pieces over 3 weeks. So there's an audio lesson each and every day. Plus, there is a huge, massive 45-page PDF workbook that helps you work through what your brand and identity should be. So whether you're new in business and just starting, or you have determined from listening to this podcast that you need a rebrand, this is a product that can help you communicate with your graphic designer and help you establish and develop this new brand so that you can get off on the right foot. So if you're interested in learning more about that Jumpstart Your Brand in 21 Days product, Check it out at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/shop. And on a side note, if you like what you heard today, we publish a new podcast every couple of weeks, and you can subscribe right in iTunes so that you make sure it gets delivered right into your iTunes. So go to iTunes and search for the Small Business Marketing Ideas podcast and say you want to subscribe, and you will be notified as soon as we put out a new episode. So thanks a lot for joining us today, guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Can't get enough marketing ideas? Check out The Joy of Marketing's free resources at www.thejoyofmarketing.com/free for more marketing ideas made simple every day. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast if you want to make sure you don't miss an episode.